Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nations.
Glory be to God. Let me first explain why I'm dressed like this. You know, there's no power, Nadia, Chiwatule, Nigeria. Okay, in fact, it's a wonder that I arrived here on time. Okay, because at around 9:15, okay, I drove to Ntinda, looking with a shirt, you know, Ntinda some laundry, and yeah. Then I said, but you're supposed to have a generator. Okay, I said, well. Then I drove down to Nadia, nothing. Then I drove down to Nigeria. Can you imagine? But thank God, I was praying the Holy Ghost as I was. As I drove, so yeah. But some guys were driving so slowly, you know. Okay. And so I come back with an iron shirt. Okay. Yeah, so it's a... So then I remembered, I checked in my archives, and I unleashed this. You have never seen it, but it was in my what? Archives. Glory be to God. This is just to show you that you don't know all my suits. You don't know... You think you know all my shoes now. I'll shock you. Yeah, glory be to God. Amen. But how did I get this shirt? Now, women are wonderful people. Okay? Women are wonderful people. But they also complicate life. So, there was some rich guy, who was celebrating 50 years. This is like 2 months ago. 50 years. Now, his wife, the people she invited, okay? She requested them to, it should be gold, no, black with what? As what? She didn't say splash. But with some gold in it. You understand? Now, all that thing is, those things that it is women who are, just invite people for the party. Don't complicate things, what they should wear. What they should wear. Glory be to God. Surprisingly, even her husband, the happy birthday boy was in his own things. He wasn't in black. There was nothing gold on him. Glory be to God. And the wife was what? Harassing guests. Hallelujah. But I think, you wonder what the world would be like without women. I'm just imagining you have guys like Sam, Alan, and then they do a birthday, what? Glory be to God. Amen. It would be ridiculous. No man, Bruce, that wouldn't be worth what? A celebration. So, we thank God for women. Hallelujah. Robert Laddon said that women are wonderful people. That is why God created very many of them. Amen. So, women are wonderful what? People, but sometimes they make things, you know. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. So give a big hand clap to praise and the entire worship team. Okay. Yes, yes, yes. God is good. God is good. Yes. Thank you, Sam, for what you shared. The Lord told us that in this season, He's going to do us good. Amen. He's going to reward us for many of the things that we have done for Him. Amen. And that word and what He said thereafter was confirmed in various ways. So what Sam has shared is of the Lord. Okay? God is going to perform what He said He will perform. Glory be to God. Amen? Now, knowing that God is going to do what He said He's going to do, Okay? The automatic response from every one of us should be thanksgiving. It should be praise. Glory be to God. Okay? It should be, you know, a heart of gratitude. Okay? Gratitude, gratefulness for what he's going to do. Hallelujah. Amen? Hallelujah. All right? That also means that for now, okay, you should be content with what you have and where you are. Okay? Being content doesn't mean that you don't want more. All right? It doesn't mean that you don't want increase. God has said he's going to increase you. Okay? God has said he's going to reward you. Okay? But as, you know, you wait for those things, okay, in the meantime, you should be content with what you have now and where you are. Okay? And that heart which is content, okay, is a heart which can thank God. You cannot be discontented and you thank God or and you thank anyone. Glory be to God. You cannot. Huh? All right? So, be content with where you are, okay, with what you have, okay, as you wait and eagerly expect the increase. Do you understand? Okay, I'm not saying don't desire more. Okay, God has said he's going to do more. Okay, but in the meantime, be content, be grateful for what you have. Okay, be grateful for what you are, for where you are now. Glory be to God. I remember, in the Bible, when John was baptizing people, okay? Yeah, some people would come to him and tell him that, now, what should I do, You know, what should we do? Okay, among those people were soldiers who came to him, say, what should we do? Then he told them, I got this scripture. He told them in Luke chapter 3, verse 14. He told them, okay, they asked him, saying, what shall we do? So he said to them, do not intimidate anyone or accuse falsely, and be content with your wages. Glory be to God. Okay? Be content with your salaries. All right? As you expect more, okay, an increment, as you expect another job, okay, be content with what you're earning now. Okay? Thank God for what you're earning. Okay? Even if it is 10,000 shillings, okay, God expects you to be what? Content. Okay? And that, you know, will make you actually thank him. Thank him for that 10,000 shillings. Glory be to God. All right? Thank him. Glory be to God. Be content with your what? Brother, this is very serious. Be content with your wages. All right? Many people, you know, many Christians, are not content with their what? Wages. With their little wages. With their little what? But God is like, you had better be what? Content. With your little salary. Hallelujah. Other people are earning too much money, but they are not content. According to them, it is little money. What can this money do? What can this? I even can't pay now. I can't pay school fees for my kids. I can't pay this money. It's too little. 50 AM is too little. What? No? Now my daughter called me the other day from London saying that the deadline. Okay? From London, not from what? Uganda. Uganda just pay 1 point. How much? 1.5? Makere. No? So someone like, I need 50 ma. Okay, this 50M is useless. The 49 million shilling. Glory be to God. All right? So it just shows you that happiness has little or nothing to do with how much you're earning. Hmm? Glory be to God. You know that, eh? It has nothing, little or nothing to do with how much you're earning. Hmm? Okay? You go to the U.S. and earn what? Wow, how much? 20,000, you know? Okay? And then you come and tell us whether, and be sincere, eh? When you come back for a holiday, be sincere with us whether you feel you're happier than us in Uganda. You know, eh? Okay? It has, you know, Jesus said, a man's life does not consist in the abundance of things that he has. Glory be to God. A man's life does not consist, in the abundance of the things he has. Okay? That wasn't a philosopher who said that. It was Jesus. A man's life does not consist in the what? So as you look forward to the abundance, okay, you should go there with that attitude. If you think those things are gonna, if you put your trust, your happiness in what it's going to do, okay, after 2 weeks, it will become, you understand? Glory be to God. Okay? So what creates happiness? What creates real joy, real life? It is contentment. Glory be to God. It is what? Contentment. When people are not content with what they have, they do ridiculous things. As we shall see. Hallelujah. Does it sound good? Who I'm discouraging you for? A content heart, a grateful heart. Hallelujah. Okay? Glory be to God. Now, if you read the words for the week, there was that a dream I shared in just a sentence, which Juliana had in 2015. You remember when we were singing the song Showers of Blessings? Okay, which is somewhere in Ezekiel. Ezekiel what? Ezekiel either 34 or 43. Okay. Anyway, and God was telling the people that's what? It's here. It says, verse 27. Okay, verse 26. I'll make them and the places all around my hill a blessing. And I'll cause showers to come down in their season. There shall be showers of blessings. Okay, now, the season God is talking to us about is exactly that. Okay, showers of different kinds of blessings. Okay, some or all of us, financial increase, different things. All right, wives, Okay, but I hope you know that God doesn't give boyfriends and girlfriends. Does he? God doesn't give what? Boyfriends, he doesn't give girlfriends. Okay, God gives wives and what? And husbands, okay? Boyfriends, girlfriends, it's some guys started that thing recently. It was never there, even in Africa. It wasn't there. Glory to God. Amen. So, showers of blessings. Glory be to God. Okay, like Sam has said, okay, God is going to do these things. He did it, in 2005, all right? Juliana went to the U.S. to study, okay? All right? And different things happen to different people, okay? Great things, eh? Okay? Many of them are not here now, but, you know, great things happen. And this is a season we are entering into, or we are in now. Great things are going to happen. Hallelujah. Okay? So thank God. All right? Thank God for what is going to... Now, if you find it so hard to thank God for what you haven't yet seen, okay? What you can do, just get something or remember something he did for you in the past. All right? And then use that, recall that thing, okay? We think about it, experience the joy that you felt that time, all right? And then say that now, if God did this, okay, then I thank him for what he's going to do. Glory be to God. Okay? You just do that, by the way. Okay? If it's a car he gave you, okay, as you enter the car or as you drive, just remember that time when you first got it, when you first got the money, to buy it, and you're like, you know, I remember that time, I remember the joy experience, okay? And then use that moment, that experience, okay, to look in the future, okay, you know, as you ponder on the thing that God has said he's going to do. Glory be to God. Amen. Last week, I decided to go, like most, women are all the same. Eh? They are wonderful people. Like I told you. Okay, now my wife hides things, like all women do. Glory be, women are what? Wonderful people. So my wife hides important things, documents. And so there's a place where she hides passports, all those things. So during the week, I wanted to experience again the joy, when our kids were born in this. Like the first time I held each one of them's okay. So I decided to go, okay, where my wife hides those things. Okay, even, you have to know even the code, but I had it in my head, somehow I had it. So I went, I opened and, and I was going to walk with them. Okay? So that I sit somewhere, then I unleash it. And I look at it, I was like, I remember how all this happened, the dream that, you understand? Then I get another one, okay? And I say, now, if God did this, you understand? And I was so happy. But then, the fallen mind, okay? You're like, now, what if something happens? Maybe an accident, and now you have the kids, what? Passports, any things happen, and now they did. What are you going to, what you? They ask, what were you doing with you? Okay. Then there's a woman in my house who will be the first one. What? Okay. But I was like, let me know. For me, I know what I'm doing. This is a way to what? Not to psych yourself, but really to create, joy in your heart. Okay. Which causes you to thank God for what you haven't yet seen. Hallelujah. In fact, I went with them to that in Sasawa, Niyama. Glory be to God. Then I was like, even tomorrow I work with them, but then so I have to hide them somewhere else at home. But I was like, this is dangerous. Okay. Anyway, sometime at around 3 p.m. before my wife returned home, I hid them in her hiding place. Women are all the same. Don't you women hide things? They keep things safe. Yeah. And by the way, the way to keep things safe is by hiding them. Glory be to God. Hiding. Hiding. Some women even hide what? Glory be to God. Hide food. So, this is a season of what? Yes. By the way, we had better be what? He's serious. Because if visitors are here, they hear what I have said in the last... I began with my shirt, you know. Yeah? They'll be like, really, a church like that. Eh? All right? Yeah. But I'm very serious about what I've said. Amen? Yeah, so thank God. Eh? Okay, do something. Eh? If you find it so hard to thank, you know, to thank God for what you have, you know, and you're like, but what if, you know, just get something. Maybe it's a phone that you got. Eh? Okay? You had a wedding last year, this year. Okay? And from what I understand, you had loved that chick for many years? Many years. So, just go, maybe, I don't know if you, okay? Anyway, do something, you understand? Eh? Either pull up the pigs, eh? You understand? Eh? Glory be to God. Amen? It will cause you to what? Hallelujah. Okay? Psalm 67. Okay. Chapter 5, verse 5 to 7. It says, let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Then the earth shall yield her increase. God, our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. Glory to God. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Okay? And what will happen? The earth shall yield her increase. Okay? What does that mean? It means God, our own God, shall bless us. That is after the peoples have praised him. Eh? You understand? Eh? Okay? In this time, when the earth, okay, or when we're supposed to receive increase, okay, when we are supposed to start receiving showers of blessings, okay, we should be in our default mode, should be praising God. Alright? It should be thanking him. Glory be to God. Okay? But you can't thank God when you're not content with what you have now. Alright? Okay? So, we have to be content, and that heart, you know, will enable us to be grateful for the things we haven't seen. Okay, the things we haven't what? Received. We shall thank God for, let me say this as a joke. Okay? You know how you say man, as in, you know, you are thanking for air, you know, nothing. And pay or why, you know. So we're going to thank God for what? As in there's nothing, you have nothing, okay, physically. But you thank God because in the spirit, it is done. Glory be to God. In the spirit, it is what? It is done. If there's anyone who should have given up on these things of promises, okay? It should, you know, the first one I think should be me. I have things which most of you know about. You know, let's say concerning this church, you know, I have mob stuff. Glory be to God. And I think some of you are wondering, but this guy has told us things from what 2 or 14. You understand? Okay, probably that's why Asha, Brand's wife. Okay, probably that's why there was that dream. You remember the tallest building in town, okay? All right? And the students were like, but, you know, as in we've been in this same old, nothing's happening. Okay? And God was like, you know, you wait. You think it's going to be done? It's going to happen much faster than what? Do you understand? So, but when did those things, that dream, what, all that word came in 2014? Okay? And there has never happened anything, okay, that looks like we are going there. Nothing. Nothing. Okay? For those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, I remember, I think it was 2014, okay, the first Tuesday of that year, when Zoe Fellowship, okay, Elvis, of course, 2014, he hadn't yet strayed, okay? The straying happened sometime, I think, in June last year. And that explains the first September thing, all right? He had already entered somewhat with demonic things. Anyway, so 2014, the first fellowship of the year, okay, he came because, he came to me and he prayed for me, you know, Okay, he prayed for me in town. Anyway, so when the fellowship ended, he drove me back home. So as we are driving back home, I ask him, what is that you are praying, you know, about, you know. Then he told me that the Lord had, told me, okay, to pray for you so that the church which you're going to start, all right, will become the leading church in the city. Okay? That was the first one. Then some time ago, there was a dream, which was like, now it will not only be the leading church in the city, but it will also be the largest. Okay? Now, when Asha had that dream, you know, like 2 months ago, she obviously didn't know anything about those promises. You know, zero. Okay? In fact, Asha hadn't been in church for like a year. All right? And then she had that dream. Okay? Now, since 2014, okay? On the contrary, actually, what has happened is that things, in a sense, it's like, as in, if you look in the natural, things have just gotten worse. All right? For us, isn't it? But God is like, those are yours. According to me, you know, we are moving forward, progressing. You know, And so I have some numerous promises. Okay? So if there's anyone who should have left these promised things alone, okay, someone gotten discouraged and say, man, you know, guno mulembe gwa kweyiza magezi. He thinks of just waiting on God to grow the church. Say, man, you had better be, don't be stupid. That's not how, you know, things are done. You know, Then you start promising ridiculous things, you know, Okay? And because most human beings, Christians, are not content, they will believe the stupid promises you're giving them, and they will come, what? And they join you. Because things are going to happen in palpitation, you know, Because they're not content, so, you know, anyone who, you know, Anyway, so, what were we saying? Anyway, these showers of blessings are coming, amen? All right? And so, we should praise Him, We should thank Him, Okay? For where we are now, and for where He's taking us. For what we have now, okay? And for what He's going to give us. Glory be to God. Amen. I was listening to Joyce Meyer during the week, okay? Most people don't know, even my wife. She didn't know that Joyce Meyer is one of my best, preachers. probably I have hidden it from what? I'm learning from her, amen? How to hide what? How to hide stuff. Yeah, Joyce Meyer defined contentment as being satisfied with where you are while on the road to where you're going. All right? If you're not contented with what you have now, okay, or where you are now, in a sense, you don't deserve anything else from God. Okay? Just imagine if you have like a friend or anyone, okay? You give the guy a 50K, the guy, you knew he had nothing. Then you give him 50K. And the guy didn't even thank you. Then maybe he reminds you how the other day you didn't what? The other day you knew that he was hungry and you didn't give him, you've given 50K, now he's reminding you how you didn't what? Do you understand? Would you really give that person more? God would, I guess. Okay, but me, I'll first wait for a prophecy. Okay, a prophecy from someone I know is, really authentic. To give that chap more. Because they're like, this guy, Okay? So, he's saying, let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Then, the result of that will be, the earth shall yield the increase that God has promised. Okay? Which is basically the blessings of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Romans chapter 4. Okay, we're going to remind ourselves about Abraham. Okay. The man thanked God when there was nothing. And Abraham had waited longer than me, For me, just 4 years. Four. Okay. Romans 4:18, concerning Abraham, it says that, contrary to hope, in hope he believed, so that he became the father of many nations, according to what was spoken. What was spoken? God had told him that, you see the stars, how numerous they are, your descendants are going to be like that. All right, that's what God had what? He had told him and said, so shall your descendants be. Verse 19, and not being weak in faith, he did not consider his own body already dead, since he was about 100 years old. Okay? I think this means that Abraham, had basically become impotent. When he had Ishmael at 86, then by the time he clocks, he gets to this time, things have gotten worse. The first time, it was the wife who was barren. All right? Glory be to God. So for that one, you can do something about it. He got the maid. All right? But God is like, that's not what I promised you. I gave you a promise. It has tarried. Then you start becoming to use. Be wise. You have to use wisdom. Why did God give you that wisdom? You think God gave you wisdom for nothing? Then you start doing your own things. And you get them. You might get them. But one day, you might regret. Like Abraham did later. And so, later, even Abraham also becomes impotent. Things get worse, not like LAT. There was a time when we would be like 80 people. The audience be what? Hallelujah. Okay? Then things what? Woo, got worse. All right? You're not the first person for things, what? To get you. You're not the first. All right? And tell the people who are coming after you that you're not the last. That even them, what? their time is coming. Eh? Hallelujah. So Abraham, things got worse. But it says he believed God. Okay? Verse 19, it says, and not being weak in faith, he did not consider his own body, which was already dead since he was about 100 years old, and the deadness of Sarah's womb. He did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strengthened in faith. How? Giving glory to God. Hallelujah. Okay? Whichever way you interpret verse 20, those are yours, but for me, for the many years, I've interpreted it as the man was thanking God. Okay? Okay? Glorifying God when things have even gotten worse. Worse. People thank God when they have what? When they get a car, 100K, 100,000. All right? Okay? That language is commonly used by Maureen's husband, Eka Hanat. You know, people thank God. Okay? Then God is like, I'm going to give you more money. Okay? So they're expecting 200. Then, things get worse. Instead of, then, either some guy robs them, or, you know, and things happen and things get worse. And, you know, people start to exude, you know, what is in their heart, complaining, grumbling, you know. Eh? Okay? But Abraham, okay, things got worse, but he glorified God. Okay? Because God had promised. Abraham, somehow, he had a certain revelation of God. Okay? Somebody says that Abraham, you know, was God's friend. So he knew the person who had promised. Say, guy Momani, I know this guy. He doesn't lie. So he told people, man, for me, you know, things are what? Things are for real. And he began thanking him, thanking God. Things got worse, but actually, his name even changed from Abram to Abraham. Now, things have gotten worse, and then apparently, from what people are hearing, what you're calling yourself, it's like they've even gotten worse in the head. You understand? So now the guy is impotent, and now even he has what? Plucked wires. Chopped wires. Because now the guy has even changed his name. You know, calling himself father of many nations. The guy has no, you know, they don't have even a kid. Okay? Okay, but he glorified God. He thanked him. Okay? And we all know how the story ended. Okay? He got a child. Okay, he got a son. Isaac came. After Isaac, you know, Isaac begat who? Okay? And that who begat? And you're among those who are what? Who were begat. Glory be to God. I hope you know that. I hope you know that you want to know the what? The fulfillment of these prophets. Okay? In a sense, with spiritual speaking. All right? So God is faithful. Exactly what Sam was telling you at the beginning. Okay? His covenant, he will not break, nor alter the things. Okay? The words which have come out of what? If anything should change, okay? Now, this is why it is so important to walk with God. With your friend. You know, like Abraham walks with his friend God. Okay? Because I'm sure, if you've walked with God like for 3 years, okay, you should now know this. That sometimes things change. Yeah? Then God has to what? Rearrange things. Eh? Okay, now should that happen, if you're still working with him closely, he will let you know that now, there's stuff I told you. Okay, I'm working on it. However, not in the way I told you it would be done. Because things have changed. This has happened, and you understand, okay? I'll give you an example from my own life. There are things, several things, okay, which God had promised me, okay? They had to do with me and Elvis, you know, okay? I think that is why I was among the first people, to know, okay? I was among the first people God to reveal to me that things had what? Things had gone bad, okay? I think, and I could be right, I think I'm right. I think it is because there were several things, okay? Several promises that had to do, you know, to me, but they had to do with Elvis and Zoe. You know what I mean? So, something changed and God had to quickly let me know. So that I don't continue to believe for something which, you know, so that he can tell me, no, okay, I'm still going to do it, but however, in another way. Do you understand? Okay? Okay? However, God is faithful. God is what? God is faithful. Okay? If you had a boyfriend, a girlfriend, you know? Okay? But we say God didn't give girlfriend and God didn't. Anyway, so you had someone you're going to marry, okay? And God told you, okay, that you together, you're going to have a wonderful child or anyway, you're going to do these things. You're going to buy the whole of Kampala, you know, then things happen. Maybe this person somehow becomes stupid and starts dealing in cocaine. And the cocaine what? Messes them up and they die. All right? So what happens? What God told you? Because it was you together. God will find a way of what? Without the other person. Do you understand? Okay? But the point I'm trying to make is that what? God is faithful. Okay? And as you wait to see what he promised you, be grateful. Okay? Praise him. Thank him for what he's going to do. If you find it so hard to thank him for what you haven't yet seen, do what I did. All right? Okay? Get pictures of something he did, something that made you glad those days. You understand? Or a message you got those days when anything, that caused you great joy, pull it up and meditate out. You know, remember how wonderful it was. And then say, if he did this, then I thank him for what he's going to do. Glory be to God. Amen? God is faithful. Hallelujah. All right? God is what? Colossians chapter 2, verse 7. Paul, this has reminded me of some guy who sent me a wonderful message yesterday. But let's read Paul first. No, before we read, let me get a message. Hallelujah. Okay. God is what? God is good. Okay? Carol, this should make you happy. Brian, you know Apostle Ronnie Yeager? Ronnie Yeager. Okay. So he sent me a message yesterday. He says, "Good morning, Shepherd Moses. I have been going through your 5 articles of key lessons from our history. You remember those words of the week? Each of them was like reading episodes in the Bible. Every statement was pregnant with truth and impactful. Okay? Thank you for sharing and guiding the saints. We bless the Lord for the anointing that manifests time and again in your articles." Okay? But the key thing was, each of them was like reading episodes in the Bible. You know, for me, when I read those things, I don't see this. But knowing who is writing, I think it is true. Because I know this guy, this is one of the greatest, hallelujah. So let's go back to what? Paul. All right? Okay. I remember I was trying to get a message to preach yesterday. I wasn't feeling good, but you pray, no? Then I checked on my phone. There's a message. I read it. All of a sudden, you're like, now I can preach. Glory be to God. So then Paul tells the Colossians in chapter 2, verse 7. He says that, you should be rooted and built up in him, in Christ, and established in the faith, as you have been taught, abounding in it. Abounding in the what? In the faith with thanksgiving. Glory be to God. Okay? Okay? We receive from God by faith. All right? And Paul is saying the way to abound in that faith. Okay? Okay? To be able to receive what God is giving you, okay, is by what? With thanksgiving. That is essentially what Abraham did. Okay? The Bible says he believed God, and he glorified him. Hallelujah. With a grateful heart. Yesterday, rather on Thursday, I'm older than most of you, including Sam, you just see Sam there with what, but I'm older than him, there's always someone above or below you in anything, and it is of God, and then if you're faithful with God, then you grow. And so on Thursday, as we worshipped, after praying, I got to realize that my being able to be more level, as in Bassinia, because I was there seeing, closing my eyes, then at a certain point, Juliana unleashed that song with a grateful, I opened, I was like, now, Katisinia, Chikodeji. And you could real sense that now the game has been upped. Okay? With a grateful heart. But anyway, if you're there on Thursday, well, I don't know if you sense this thing, but the moment she, with a great, I was like, only Juliana at that point in time could unleash that one. From the blue, and man, it was wonderful. Glory be to God. But why was I saying that? I don't know. Eh? I don't know why I was saying that. Okay, so anyway, be grateful. Eh? Okay, thank God. Don't be like what? The children of Israel in the wilderness. Eh? They were destined for the promised land. A land flowing with milk and honey. Okay, a land, you know, God said that this land, okay, you will eat bread without scarcity and you will lack nothing. Okay? Taking them to the promised land. Eh? Okay? And man, along the way, when things started what? Getting worse. Things started what? Getting worse, man. Were they eating what? Cucumbers? Eh? Okay, yes, they were hustling, it was tough, but we had stuff. Ready meal, after working, they give you food. Isn't that a good deal? But now here we are. We're not working and what? Not even food, you know. Things got worse. Okay, and they began complaining, murmuring, okay? And they didn't enter the wilderness. Why? For only that simple reason. Simple reason, eh? It is not simple. Being discontent, eh? Not being grateful, eh? Okay? Not believing God, you know, and you express it with thanksgiving, eh? It is not a minor thing. It is not a minor thing. It is so major, eh? That guys, that whole crowd died in the wilderness. Okay? They died. They didn't use any curse words. At least it is not recorded in the Bible. But that attitude, okay? They didn't thank God. They were not grateful for where he's taking them. Just these little things, mess them up. And God is like, tebagenda kuyingira yo. Alright? And no amount of intercession could change that. Okay? That means that there are some things prayers can't do. Hallelujah. Prayers can't do anything, isn't it? Huh? Well, that's your opinion. That's your what? There are some things, prayers, what? You couldn't save these guys. And they all died by this small thing, which, you know, we think it's a small thing. Eh? Okay? All right? Glory be to God. It says, 1 Corinthians chapter 10, from verse 1 to 5, it says, moreover, brethren, I do not want you to be unaware that all our fathers were under the cloud, all passed through the sea, all were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea, all ate the same spiritual food, and all drank the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. But with most of them, okay, God was not pleased. Okay? For that reason, their bodies were scattered in the wilderness. Okay? That means they died in the wilderness. Hallelujah. Okay? God was not pleased. Eh? We all know that without faith, it is impossible to please God. Eh? So, the only thing that God them killed in the wilderness was unbelief. Unbelief which was demonstrated by their murmuring, complaining. Lunch is supposed to be at 1 p.m. Then, kamweda shikatano. 5 past 1. So this guy is not serious. You know, alright? Man, God was going to feed. God was going to give them water. You understand? Remember, you see, there was a rock that followed them. In that rock, there was water. Okay? But because somehow things were not happening according to what? Their schedule. All right? And this is now what messes up people. Okay? God promises people things and he hasn't put a date to them. Okay? We start, you know. Now, like, to God has said he's going to bless us. You understand? Reward us. It was said in September. Okay? Then someone starts saying, yeah, God told us that in October. You understand? You know, I guess it's October for different people. For some people, it is September. You know? So for you, if it is not September, and then you start saying September, just because the word was given in September, then now, what? September 30th? But you're like, the good thing with September has 31 days. That's a good thing. So there's an extra day. You know, something can happen on the last day, you know. Hallelujah. And then you get broken hearted. You know, then you start, okay? Of course, since you're saved, we still see you, you know, but in your heart, you're like, you know, Okay, then you start complaining, mama ring, you know, with your friends who are not saved. You know, for me, you know, then you're the one who starts to warn people. You be careful with those prophecies. There was this cursing, this picture I saw towards the end of the year, you know, like 31st December. Of some guy, like a pig. Some guy holding a big rock, a stone. Okay? You're the one who sent it to me. Waiting somewhere. Apparently, he was waiting for the pastor who prophesied that this year, was going to be the year of what? A guy, a big, waiting somewhere in the corner to clobber the guy. Corner, this is 31st what? December. You understand? You wait. That thing is going to come again in December. Those things just come, you know. You sit and then you what? Yeah, you're. Anyway, so you start attaching what? Dates to, you know, dates which God didn't say. Okay? Verse 10 of, he talks about how they complained. Okay? Verse 10, it says, they complain, don't complain as some of them also complain and were destroyed by who? The destroyer. Glory be to God. Amen. Don't do that. Amen. Hallelujah. Be content with where you are now. Okay. Thank God for what you have now. Okay. As you wait, as you're on the journey to the promised land to receive what God is going to give you. This word is for sure God is going to reward you. All right? Okay? All right? Hallelujah. But in the meantime, have a grateful heart. With a grateful heart, you know? That song was what? If you had led praise and worship today, I was going to get you what? But I was mindful of Bruce. I was like, Bruce might not know how to play it. So I looked at Albert is not around. Yeah, so let me chill them. Okay, but we are going to do that song. It's awesome. Okay, so be what? Content. 1 Timothy chapter 6. From verse 6 it says that godliness with contentment is great gain. If God can say something is great gain, then man, that thing is serious. It is precious. And he says, godliness with contentment is great gain. Contentment. Hallelujah. Then he says, some of you have to get a revelation of this. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain. It is for sure. I tell you the truth. You're not taking anything out. So be grateful with what you have. You came with nothing and you're going to live with nothing. Jesus said, okay, we said it already, that a man's life does not consist in the abundance of things he has. Why? Because the man came with nothing. Yet he had a life. Glory be to God. Amen. I'm content, you know, with, sometimes we do a Bible study with, five guys. Now here I am, Glory be to God. Hallelujah. With this precious promise, have a CV in heaven. People dream about my CVs in heaven, And then you are talking to what? Four guys. You're like, these Ugandans don't know what they are missing. They don't know who is teaching. Hallelujah. All right. But I mean, for me, I'm enjoying myself. I'm like, as long as God what? Pays the rent. For me, I'm happy. I'm like, Glory be to God. Okay? Have you watched some Kenneth Hagin videos? The great Kenneth Hagin. Some of them, the room was more or less empty. Kenneth Hagin teaching. And people were not there. The great Kenneth Hagin. Hagin. You know Hagin. Hillary knows Hagin. You know Hagin. Okay? What's her name? Carol knows Hagin. Okay? He appeared in her dream sometime and told her some stuff. Hagin, and you see, Hagin was not even what? I'm embarrassed to distribute such videos where the great Kenneth Hagin, the room was what? A few people said, now, how do you say you're that great Kenneth Hagin? You say Jesus Christ appears to you. Jesus, he walks in, And then add up that Jesus, why didn't he bring the people? If he says you're that great. Hagin was like, those are yours. For me, I'm sharing what I've taught, The great Hagin. Now, people were there in the neighborhood. They were there. They were what? They were there and they knew Brother Hagin. Is what? Yeah. But probably they had gotten so used to him. He's going to read Hebrews 11. Now faith is a substance of things for. To be many, Mark 11, 23, Womack says that Hagin is the one who wrote that what? Because Hagin man, that was a delight. And you should know that passage in KJV. Sounds wonderful in KJV. You understand? So I think guys were like, "Biagira to imani." You understand? In fact, about that generation, right now we are deeper. Hagin even doesn't know the Greek of faith. You see, Kamanilo now. You understand? The Greek, the Hebrew. Brother Hagin. Okay. So, for we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and clothing, with these we shall be content. Food and clothing. He hasn't even mentioned the house. Food and clothing. We shall be what? Content. Who is speaking? Not Brother Hege. You know, Paul the Apostle. Who, according to Rick Joyner, okay, up until 1990-something, no one had walked closely to the Lord like Paul did. And he's telling you, for me, if I just have food and clothing, I'm content. I'm grateful. Know that I don't want more, but if I have these things now, I'm like, God, thank you. Hallelujah. Godliness with contentment is great gain. Amen? Contentment. Okay? This is the attitude we should have during this time. Contentment, okay, which also results in thanksgiving, into praise. And then the earth will yield her increase, as we read. Amen? Then it says, like I was telling people at the Bible study, I hated this verse 8. It says, but those who desire to be rich fall into temptation and a snare and into many foolish and harmful lusts which drown men in destruction and perdition. Okay? Who end up that way? Those who desire to be what? To be rich. Now, how many of you desire to be rich? Now, that is what is going to befall you. You're going to what? To fall into temptation and a snare and into many foolish and harmful lusts which drown men in destruction and perdition. So you had better stop desiring to be rich. Glory be to God. You have refused. So you're the guys who pick and choose which scriptures what? We just told you what's going to happen to you. Man, I desire to be rich. Okay? And I love God's word. So I was always even reading the Bible, you know, those things of cover to cover, you know. But this verse, I hated it. Okay? So I was like, one day, God will help me understand it. Because I used to tell God I want to be rich. I desire to be rich. Because I want to give me a lot of money. You know, so that I can be a blessing. Yeah? Then the scripture would say now. Alright? But it didn't mean what I thought it meant. Alright? It is explained in the verse which follows. Okay? Verse 10 says, for the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil. Alright? Verse 9 says that those who desire to be rich fall into temptation and a snare. Da, 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 da. Then verse 10 says, for the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil. Okay? For which some have strayed from the faith in their greediness and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. Okay? All right? But remember, it started with contentment. Say, godliness with contentment is great gain. Isn't it? Okay? And verse 9 says, but those who desire to be rich. That means the people Paul is talking about are those who are not contented with what they have. Those are the guys, the desiring to be rich, and those are the people he's talking about. And such people, what will happen? Okay? What will happen to them? In verse 9, it says, they are going to fall into temptation and a snare and into many foolish and harmful lusts which drown men. When people drown, okay, what does drowning mean? Okay? You die. Okay, so here it says, drown men in destruction. As in they die. Okay? And in the context, it's talking about spiritually. Okay? And perdition. You remember? Judas? Okay? The son of what? Perdition, eh? Eternally damned. Okay? So those who are not content, okay? If they're not careful, okay, they end up there. Because if you're, so there are the people who God say, who Paul say they love money. They love money. They have some money, but they're not content. They want, you know, they're not grateful. So they're like, so sooner or later they start doing many things to get the money. Things which God doesn't allow. Cocaine. All right. Homosexuality. You remember there were guys in Uganda years ago, and I don't think it has stopped. Okay? For every video they would send to some Western countries where they were in the act of they would get $100,000. You remember those things, eh? $100,000. $100,000. You do the math. That is how much money? 370. And our house is finished. You know, those who desire to be rich, they are not content. Now, especially like now, preachers, okay? Kuskati, Kampa Murimua, prosperity anointing. Okay? So you sow into what the anointing, prosperity, you know? If you give a broke pastor, you become broke. Okay? If you give a prosperous what? Pastor, you'll prosper. Meanwhile, that scripture which guys use, by the time Paul wrote it, that since you've given to me, my God's going to supply, you understand, You know, the grace upon me, The guy had nothing. He was in prison. He was in prison when he wrote that. The grace upon me is going, The guy was in prison. Have you ever thought about that? So guys were sowing into what? A broke guy. A broke guy. Now, here in our Kampala today, a church, they imprison your pastor. Okay? For, he hasn't done wrong, but somehow then they put them there. So the guy has nothing. Then you learn that the kids no longer go to school, So the pastor is broke. Then say, man, you don't sow into that pastor. You think the kids are not going to school, and for me, mine are going to school, so how can I sow into that? Isn't it? This was the same scenario Paul was in. He was in prison. That scripture. And my God shall supply because of what you have gained. You understand? Okay? He was a broke guy. Hallelujah. Now you can see how all our theology gets, messed up. First read the guy who was writing that. Which grace to tap into. The guy had nothing. Nothing. Where does that put what? Our doctrines. Guide nothing. Anyway, so this can be not so what I was going to say. So yeah, you see, this whole thing then. So you're a pastor, guys are not going to sow into me, people are not going to give because I don't look prosperous. Okay? I haven't worn black with the whatever of God. So what are you gonna do? So you're not, then you become discontented, man. You won't get discontented, because, other pastors over what, our prophets are looking over how, All right, then now you're like, now what kind of revelation do you have? Your revelation is not working for you. So how can we be, Then man, the devil meanwhile is kubazaring you, you know, eh? Then he sends you what? An offer. Just do this first of all. No one is going to know. Okay? And send it to the U.S. and 100,000. What? Not andiko kwambala. You know, eh? And you see, when you get that $100,000, you can't stop there. You always need another what? 100,000. Before you know it, you're the leading pastor in town. All right? I went to Somilamu International School, you know. those schools. Ambrosoli, you know. Yeah? Okay, your wife shops in France, you know, in Paris. Then she has breakfast in London. There was a Nigerian who preached that thing. You remember? Years ago. John, I think you are in P2. Way around. Some guy, those Nigerians. I think it was Tunde, Bakare, any of those guys. But he was anointed. And he's still a man of God. But somehow, guy came, told Ugandans, my wife, you know, she has breakfast in where, and then lunch over where, then she shops, you know, different cities in Europe. And then you look at Ugandan pastors. You know, they even don't know how a visa looks like. Now that thing just gets them discontented, man. Your wife even there in shop. Because, man, you can flock. You can Ugandan flock. They are broke. Now, then an offer comes. $100,000. And you get it now. You appear what? Prosperous. So now guys can sow into you. Kwanga, you know? Okay? So they can tap into what? The grace upon your life. You know, these things, man, we really need to walk with God. Because we're shouting things we don't understand. You go and read Philippians, and you'll see where Paul was when he said that. He was, in quotes, a very broke guy, man. He couldn't even get himself out of prison. But if your revelation is not working for you, Jesus, what? He set us free. Now your revelation is not working. A man of God, if you're prosperous, you're supposed to be, you know, you're working for you. You should be having dominion over the prison, the system. Now, what kind of dominion do you have? Authority, you know. But the guy said, you know, what you've done for me, you know. These things are not what? They're not simple. Glory be to God. So, he says, and so, people who are not discontented are the ones who desire to be rich. And verse 10, they're the same guys again who love money. Okay? Discontented means desiring to be rich. They're the same guys. And in verse 10 again, you see, they stray from the faith. Just like in the other verse, it says they drown, they die. Okay? Straying from the faith means denying Jesus. Okay? You no longer have your faith for salvation is no longer in Jesus. You strayed. All those scriptures are explaining each other. Do you understand? Okay? They stray from the faith. But it all began with being discontented. All right? That's why Paul said, you guys, godliness with contentment is great gain. Okay? Joyce Meyer said, contentment is being satisfied with where you are while on the way to where you're going. It does not mean that you don't want more. You understand? God is a God of increase. You understand? He's a God of increase. All right? Hallelujah. He's a God of increase. He wants to give people more. God wants to reward. Okay? But before then, you should be satisfied with what you have and with where you are. If you're not, you know, this thing can take you mpola mpola before you know it. You know? Hallelujah. Okay? There's this preacher most of you know. You know, who this dream started to come that he had what? You know, strayed from the faith. Eh? Okay? Hallelujah. Juliana, you forgive me. But I was told. Anyway, so there's a guy called James. That guy. You know, he dreamed when this preacher was with Muslims. Muslims. And the guy was like, what God, what is this guy, you know? So he woke up and he immediately knew that it means this guy is now an unbeliever. Do you understand? Okay? There's someone who dreamt when, you know, she was singing that in a song where there was a Jesus beat. And this girl was angry in the dream because this chick was singing that name. You know, And so one time, there's a guy I know who asked the Lord that, God, what happened? What happened? Okay? That same night, he had a dream. Okay? The dream is long and bad. But the whole thing was, it was like God was highlighting the money bit. So it's like God was responding to the guy that, what brought all these issues? Okay? Okay? Money. There could have been other things, but in the guy's dream, because the guy was like, God, what happened? Okay? God responded with money. All right? And strayed from the faith. You remember Jesus? Okay? The devil came and gave him an offer. I'm telling you, if these things get you when your non-Gatolic could stand by, just send a video, $100,000. Jesus, the devil took him on a high hill, you know? The Bible says he showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment. And not just a kingdom, but the Bible says, and their glory. Glory, not just broke kingdoms. Just take you to some kingdom over in which region of Kampala, which I won't name. Just see nothing, man. You just realize you're going to inherit problems. Those things of, there's some guy wanted to be, my God, you guys forgive me. It's funny. There's some guy wanted to be MP. So anyway, he went, he campaigned, he became MP. In the middle of the town, he said that, I'm not coming back for what? Next year? Because people broke bands about saying that. Because I'm not coming back. And he didn't. Because he is a man, he's broke, guys. They think I'm the one who's supposed to. So, Jesus, man, an offer came. The devil showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And then he says, you know, if you worship me, I will give you all this. This is what happened. You stray from the faith. You fall for, Hallelujah. Now what God is saying, that for us, you know, during this, especially during this season, okay, we should be what? Be grateful and call, all right? Glory be to God. For the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil, which some, having what? Strayed from the faith, have pierced themselves through many sorrows. Okay? Strayed from the faith in their greediness. You see, greediness, Greediness means you're not content with what you have. Greedy, not content, desiring to be rich, love of money. All those words mean the same thing in the context of this what? Chapter. Hallelujah. But for us, we're desiring to be rich for the right motives. And right now, before those billions come, if they ever come to you, okay? Before they come, we are content and grateful. We thank God wherever you have lunch from, whether it is a Kafunda, you understand, eh? Where you don't want some chick to see you, all right? Okay? Samka place, lunch is 1-5. You don't want Samka chick in LAT to ever know that one, all right? Okay? It's okay not want that chick to ever know, but while you're there eating, man, say, man, God, eh? I'm pressed, thank you, eh? I'm having lunch. Hallelujah. Okay? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So, Father, we thank you for what we've had. Father, help us to be grateful. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Help us to be grateful. Help us to be content. Father, like Sam said, the word that has gone out of your mouth, you can't change it. You are a covenant-keeping God. You are a covenant-keeping God. So we thank you, Father, for this the season of rewards. You have confirmed this in amazing ways. And we are excited that we are going to eat of your goodness. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just want to
thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you,
Lord. Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.